Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Crimson Cafe. Let me show you to your seat.
KGZMRadio.com.
A Rita Sue Will production.
What's going on, everybody? Good afternoon. How are you doing? What's up? Welcome to the second episode of 2020.
Hey.
I'm Rita Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com. And for those of you who are just waking up and tuning in on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, we are here, as I said before, in Aunt Rita's Crimson Cafe, and this show is all about everything. It's all about everything. Listen, but we feature and we encourage, especially our young group, our young adults mainly. But you know what? That's for everybody, the young and heart. All right, so now we have a wonderful show coming up today. As you can see, the title of this show is Encourage Somebody for a Change. Now, we all know that there are some things, nobody's perfect. Let's start there.
Right.
Nobody's perfect. So, and there are a lot of us who have different endeavors that we have, you know, that we're starting, right? We have someone writing books, writing plays, writing songs, opening a business, whatever the case may be. And a lot of times when we see those things happening, we quickly see what's wrong with it, right? And we're very, very quick to say, you know what, let me just tell you how you should have done this or how you could have done that, right? So let me just say this. There's always a way to critique, in quotations, for lack of a better word, to critique someone without being mean, all right? We have adopted this new mean mentality and our culture for today. And so we want to turn that around. You know what? Because no one is successful on their own. It's so much better when you collaborate. And you know what? Y'all should try it for a change. So, listen, before we get into that, we're going to kick things off right. So you know how we do in our Rita's Crimson Cafe. Bow your heads and close your eyes. Bow and close. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And before we go on, Father, I got to say good afternoon to my mama, Miss Angela Pemberton. Yeah, she's over there. We're going to go over there in just a second and talk with her for just a little while. She gave us some really, really great advice last week on the show, as we all did, right? We talked about setting goals, not just setting goals, but also reaching our goals and different ways that we need, different things that we need to do in order to reach our goals. Number one is tell somebody. If you tell somebody about your goal, guess what? They're going to ask you about it later on. That's how we stay accountable. And a lot of times we don't like that because we're like, man, you all up in my business. No, yeah, I'm going to be all up in your business because I want to make sure that your business succeeds, right? We want to make sure each other succeeds. And so that, once again, that's just being encouraging to one another. The other thing we said is get some training, education, whether it's specialized training or you're going to a traditional college. However you do it, go get you some, okay? Whichever route you go get you some. Get you some education, get you some training. As you heard Miss P, my mom, mentioned last week, for example, there are some jobs coming into the Dallas Fort Worth area from Uber, some $100,000 paying jobs. Well, guess what you have to do to get those jobs to pay that kind of money? No, you can't just drive the car, take somebody to the airport and think you're going to get paid $100,000. No, these are jobs for people who are in technical savvy, right? So if you know IT, if you don't know it, go learn it, right? So that, number one, tell somebody. Number two, go get some education. And number three, what would you, Marcus, you said, what was number three?
Education.
Oh, yeah, he also said education.
Yeah.
So those are the main things. First of all,
finances.
Get the finances right. That's right. That's another thing my mother said. Y'all heard that. Did not forget that. So, the $400 club. Save your money. Stop spending every dime you have. You ain't got to spend it all. You know what? You can pay your bills. If we learn to set a budget and follow a budget, we can pay all of our bills, pay our tithes, and save some money and still be able to help somebody. Because, you know, the Bible teaches us, and, you know, I'm a church girl, so, you know, I got to tell you what the Bible says. The Bible tells us that we are not supposed to use everything we have. We're not supposed to spend all the money we have or even eat all the food we have because we are supposed to leave some for the poor. Right, Mama? That's right. That's what it says. If you want to know specifically what it says, look up the topic of gleaning, G-L-E-A-N-I-N-G.
That's true.
Look it up in your concordance, and it'll tell you not to glean everything because leave some. You're supposed to leave some for the poor, right? Because there's always somebody worse off than us. And, you know, that's one main thing in ministry. Anybody who's in ministry, you're supposed to be helping somebody else. And that's our goal, to help somebody else. All right, so this week we're going to, you know, so we talked about setting goals and reaching our goals and different ways we can reach our goals. And so this week we're saying to encourage somebody for a change. And I said that specifically for a reason because I've seen on different social media venues and I hear it all the time. That someone is doing something and you see it and you be like, you know, that don't really look good. You know, you should have done something else. Rather than saying, oh, man, I see you're doing, I got to use my son as an example. He's a photographer. So on one hand, you have somebody who saw pictures and said, no, they don't look that good. But on the other hand, you had someone else who saw pictures and said, and they reached out to him and they asked him a question and said, so are you doing this for a hobby or are you doing this for a business? And he answered, I'm doing this for a business. And he said, okay, you know what? Since you're doing this for a business, I want to help you. I'm going to give you some light. So I think if you had some proper lighting, and then also you should look this thing up on YouTube,
right,
to kind of sharpen your technique. That's how you encourage someone. That's how you do a constructive criticism. When you're offering not just, you don't just tell me what I did wrong, but you're offering some solutions on how it can be better.
Right?
And my mama, she'll be the first one to tell you, you're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. That she always said that even when she was a manager at Kmart, you know, she'd be like, y'all remember the Wiz? Y'all watch the Wiz?
Yeah.
And you had the queen that said, no bad news. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
That was my mother. When you come to her with an issue, you better have also a solution. Don't just come bringing the problems. No bad news. Because she'll ask you, okay, so what are you doing about it?
Right.
Okay, so what are you trying to do about it? And they'll be like, well, I was coming to you for that. What you coming to me for? You know. So the main thing we want to make, and we want to make sure that we take time to encourage people in their endeavors and encourage them the right way. Now, I'm not saying lie to people. I'm not saying tell them, girl, you can show a thing when you know they can't sing their way out of a wet paper bag. You know they can't. Don't tell them that.
We do that.
We need to stop. We got to stop.
We got to be real with people. Like you said, what I've learned is that it's more encouraging to tell people the truth,
mm-hmm,
so they won't waste time in
right.
pursuing something that is not in their wheelhouse of gifts. If you know you're not a singer, let the mic go. It's okay. You have a whole other lane that God has given you. We have the crab mentality. We stop trying to grab each other's stuff. Stay in your lane. Do what you do best and let God continue to work on your craft in that area. If you know you're not a singer, let the mic go. If you know you're not a dancer, put the shoes away. Because 9 times out of 10, you don't want nobody to tell you you can't, or you don't want to get the training to learn how. So if you're not going to do those things, do what you do best, is all I can say. Because I had to learn that. I want to do everything because I am multi-talented and multi-gifted.
Mm-hmm.
But God had to show me, in that still comes wisdom, knowing that you don't do everything all at one time. You know, there's a season for everything. So I just want to plug that in there real quick. And let me say this, too. Like she said, today's topic is encourage somebody for a change. A lot of people stop their dreams or they abort their dreams because people don't, you know what I'm saying, feel like you tear people down every time you get a chance. Encourage them. Let them know, hey, even though they're not the best right now, love covers everything. That's what the Bible says. Love covers the most of things. But if I love you enough to tell you the truth and say, hey, like I said, be a mentor for a change. Mentor somebody. If you know you're great at something, don't be the only one in your field doing one thing. mentor other people so that they can do that same thing. You want to cultivate, a good leader always cultivates other leaders. That's something I learned as a manager.
You better say that.
That's something I learned as a manager, even though, you know, it's not the best place that I work. One thing I learned as a manager is I want all my employees to be managers.
That's right.
That's what I want. So,
that's right.
So I just want to plug that in, y'all.
Thank you very much, Mark. That's what I'm talking about. That's my co-host. So listen, everybody, for those of you who are just waking up and tuning in this afternoon, you have just entered into Anarita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com. Yep, 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 yep. And so we are, and so we're talking about encouraging people, right? Encouraging somebody for a change. So I have over here, as you can see, my son Bryce, and I have my daughter-in-law Tamara, who I call Honey Bun. She just started college. Wave at the people, Tamara. I'm gonna have my mama. That's right, that's right. And so we're still talking about encouraging people. You guys, I got y'all some y'all want some wings and some fries or stuff? Y'all can have some.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
good.
Yeah, go eat. Have yourself a snack. yeah, set a spell.
And one of the things talking about encouragement, we've been talking about different issues. One of them, don't let your friends procrastinate.
Yeah.
You got a person that encourages you to say, do it right now. Don't wait till tomorrow. If you're supposed to do something, you're supposed to go to the store, go to it right now. Don't wait till later on, because it's not going to happen later on. And I was talking with a friend of mine, and they got upset because somebody was doing what they were doing. What happened was they're not doing what they were doing. They're doing what was there to them. But the other person sat on it, procrastinated, was waiting till everything gets ready. This other person said, hey, I'm just going to go out there. And they went out there and went to a meeting. Somebody said, I'll help you. And this person getting upset because this other person was helping them. Procrastination is you got a friend say, oh, we're going to do it now. I was listening to people talking about the self-help, how you get up. They say, every morning you get up and do 20 steps. And since I can't see, I've been doing that to get up. And you just walk around, try to find the house, and try to find different things. But do 20 steps, and that'll help you do what you do. And if you got to do it religiously, you got to do it every day. That wasn't me, y'all.
That was the Marcus, the co-host.
Do it 20 steps. Do it 20, whatever you're supposed to do. Do not procrastinate. Do not, and like, I hope y'all, those people that are in the $400 club now have saved at least $40 for their $400 club. You can't be crafty on that. If you see something, say, no, if I can afford my ice cream, like I can get a double dip hot fudge ice cream, I can afford that because I have put that little money aside. But if you can't afford it, you'll put the ice cream away so you can afford it. You put your $40 aside. I put my $40 away, and I got that, and I got my double dip hot fudge ice cream. So that's what we got to do, y'all. We got to not to procrastinate. Help your friend and say, I'll save your money. If time, people understand. Procrastination causes you money, and it causes you time, and it causes you to be old before you get old.
Mm. All right, now y'all heard it. That, look, that's wisdom right there. That's why, every time I do my show, even when I was doing it before this, when I did it before, in the previous season, I always say good morning to my mama, Miss Anna Pemberton, because that's where our wisdom comes from, our parents. God bless us with our parents for a reason. And sometimes we don't realize that. We go look into a whole bunch of other people for advice, for mentorship, and things like that. And our God gave us our built-in security system, a built-in mentorship, all that stuff, and our parents. And so, and I thank God for both my parents, you know, the late, great Reverend Darnell G. Pemberton.
Yeah.
That's right, that's right. That's right, that's my dad and, of course, my mom. And I want to say, before I go on with the show, I want to say, give a shout out also to my sister, the chaplain. She's the oldest. And then me and my sister Lisa, who is about to open her own bookstore. And then my sister Myra, the baby girl of the family. And Myra is a coach, a cheer coach at Smith High School, and she's on administrative staff there. So, hey, sisters, how y'all doing?
She's taking me to school now.
Taking my niece to school now. Mia is attending Texas Southern University. Y'all saw her last week on this show. Okay, and really quick, I want to do something real quick. Come here, son. I call him son. That's my oldest. I have four boys, so you would think that if I say son, they'd all turn around. Sometimes they do. But when I have all four of them, when I say son, that's usually my oldest that I'm talking about. Really quick, I want you to tell them a little bit about your business before you put another fry in your mouth. Tamara, give them a little something to drink. Pass me that drink, right, Shonda? It's soft drink. Yeah, it's a soft drink. It's not a drink, y'all. So I will tell you this. My son does a lot with music. When I do my stage plays, he does all of my sound effects. He wrote the intro to my show that you heard earlier. And I want to give him a chance to say a little something about your business and how they can look it up.
As of right now, until my website is active, you can all follow my Instagram, Chef Mike Dub, ChefMikeDub is easy to find. You can also go to my YouTube and listen to any of my productions. So my business is about kind of how I came to productions. So basically building anything that deals with audio, media, and digital graphics as well. So we do logos, we do graphic covers, we do banners. Me and myself will do beats and production. There's a whole bunch of people that I got projects with, you know what I'm saying? A lot of work I got.
A lot of collaboration.
So,
that's good.
So with that being said, I can always find me. If you need to email me, also type in, email me at chefmikedubcooks@gmail.com. That's just the same way I spelled it before. You see OKS on the end.
All right. Woo-hoo. Give me that. Boom. That's my son, y'all. Hey, do me a favor. DeMarcus, put me some of them wings on there. Put me some of that wings on that plate and some fries. Give me a couple of carrots, too. You know, we got to be healthy. A couple of carrots and some celery, too. Yeah, I gotta say that real quick before they eat up all the wings. Give me some wings and some fries, a couple of them carrot spears, and a couple of the celery spears. And I like honey mustard with mine, if you don't mind. Thank you very much. Yeah, I don't do the ranch, but it's all right. A lot of people do. You know, God bless you. God bless you. Also, I want to give a shout-out to my little friend. She's one of my interns. Her name is Miss Alicia Papuala, in the English language. It's Papuala, but that's how you say it for real, right? Papuala. Yeah, her father is Nigerian, and the way you say their last name is Papuala. So Alicia has a little something she wants to tell you about her business. We're encouraging people, y'all. So we're going to let Miss Alicia tell you about her business. Go ahead, Alicia. Girl, look, you look good sitting in front of that fire. Okay.
All right. So my name is Alicia, and that's my real estate. I will be starting to sell here in a couple weeks. I have a it's going to be named after my daughter that I'm just carrying. Her name is Madeline with two N's. So MADELYNN, and it's going to be based on virgin hair, Brazilian hair, human hair for the ladies to feel better about themselves, feel confident in what they wear in their hair. So thank you, and I hope you guys will buy my hair and help me.
Where do you get it from?
So I'm making my website, so you can get it on my website, or you can call me or text me at 469-422-3074, or you can go on my Instagram, which is QueenBaby23.
Queen Baby, okay, y'all.
And then on my Facebook, Alicia Papula. That's where you can reach me at, and I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Right. Y'all give it for Alicia. Yeah. Woo-hoo. Starting her own business. Right. That's outstanding, Alicia.
Thank you.
Y'all hear all that business going on? So we had Bryce talk about his, my friend. I'm sorry. What's your name? Yeah, that's my son. I call him Bryce. What's your business name?
Mike Dub.
Okay, my mama said Mike Dub.
Chef. Mike Dub.
Chef Mike Dub.
Captain.
Chef Mike Dub. That's his name. All right, and Chef Mike Dub cooks @gmail.com.
My tag is Chef in the Kitchen. If you never hear anything else, you listen to a beat and that Chef in the Kitchen.
Chef in the Kitchen.
From the beginning, you know it's me. There you go.
That's my son, y'all. Now, another businessman we have in here was our co-host, Oh my goodness. So we're gonna let him talk a little bit about his business.
Oh, hello. You all know me. No. My name is Marcus Hicks. Or, you know, I go by God's Chosen of Mind. I have an international mind ministry, which I'm glad to be in business for. This is our 8th year. And I've been in ministry overall 17. We specialize in mentoring other young dancers and minds and performers and entertainment, and to cultivate their artistry and their gifts. We also teach dance. We go all over the community and help in any way that we can. We do youth homes, group homes. We do homeless initiatives. We are a ministry that's on the move. We want to make an impact in 2020 moving forward. So if you like to reach out in any way, I do events, I do conferences, I do workshops, seminars, or one-on-ones. If you want to reach out, hit me up at the Marcus Hicks on Facebook or God's Chosen with a Z for Chosen. Anywhere on any social media platform, you will find me. Inbox me, DM me, let me know what you want, and we definitely will make it happen. I'm all about the community in 2020. It's time to make an impact and an imprint in our community and help our streets get better. I will be starting an initiative called Clean Our Streets. In a few months, we're going to hit the roads of Dallas, and we're going to begin to not only clean the streets physically, but also clean the streets spiritually by giving people encouragement and inspiration.
All right. Give it up for my guys. Okay, now, we're going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to take our cameraman from behind the camera and put him in front of the camera so he can tell you a little bit about what he does. Daniel Digital is my son, Brian Williams. Okay, DeMarcus got you, Brian. DeMarcus got you. Come on.
Hey, everybody. I'm Brian Williams.
Hi, Brian.
This is a statement, man. Well, another name you can call me is Daniel Digital. I do photography, videography, and graphic design. Meaning I can do anything from weddings to birthdays, quinceañeras, everything. I do videos.
Come on, multicultural.
Exactly. I'm multicultural. You'll see me anywhere. Nigerian wedding. I can do it all.
Yeah.
So that I do logos, banners, flyers, all of that. So if you need to hit me up on here on Facebook, on Brian Williams or Daniel Digital.
Same thing on Instagram, Brian Williams or Daniel Digital.
That's correct. Spell Brian.
Oh, B-R-Y-O-N. That's how you spell my name. Also, on Snapchat, you can do Brightography. And there you go.
This is Brightography?
Brightography.
Oh, okay. Brightography.
I'm
going to
talk about this
because
I'm sure. So yeah, if you guys need a photo shoot, video shoot, logo, banner, flyer, anything, call on me and I'll
get you. Okay, we're back. All right, coolness.
I'm a daddy. All
right, so we're talking about encouraging people, y'all, encouraging each other. Now listen, this is what I want to say. I said that I wanted everybody to tell about their businesses for a reason. These are all young black men. Not that, and women. Thank you, Mama. My bad, Alicia. My gosh. No, these are all young black African-American people. And I said that for a reason. What we see on TV, when we see people fighting each other and always at each other's throats, even though that's reality TV, that's not always the reality with all of us. That does not represent all of America, of the African-American people, okay? We don't all spend all of our time trying to see who we want to fight for today and who we want to argue with and why this person said this about me on social media. Now, let me say this. Let me encourage for those of you who spend your time watching what someone is saying about you on social media, let me encourage you to spend your time doing something more creative, okay? Promote your business. If someone is talking about you, that means you matter. Okay? You're making a difference. Because ain't nobody saying nothing about you if you ain't doing nothing.
Okay.
They're not going to say your name will not cross anybody's lips if you're not doing anything. If you're doing like them sitting up on the sofa every day watching TV, I promise you, your name is not on anybody's lips. Now, if you decide to do something with yourself, then you will have some haters. You should have some haters. If you don't have any haters, you're not doing anything yet. So, and let the haters do their job. Their job is to hate. Let the critics do their job. Their job is to critique. Your job is to run your business. So just run your business. Build your business. Collaborate with other business people, okay? So that all of us will continue to grow. There's enough room for all of us. The Bible says your gift will make room for you and bring you before great men. Since the Bible says that and the Bible does not lie, we need to make sure you are ready to go before great men with your business. Okay, so always be ready. If you know, for example, Alicia, you're going to begin selling hair, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you make sure that your packaging is always good. Always top notch. Okay, always. Your product does not leave your space until it's top, until you know it's packaged exactly the way you want it. Each and every package. You know, and someone might be helping you package things or whatever to send it off, and if they say, girl, it'll take all that, don't let them take you there. You make sure it's always packaged to the top of your ability, okay? If you want to put a gold ribbon around each and every package, you do that. Okay, go get you some gold ribbons and tie it around each and every packet. But make sure has your signature on it. Okay, your signature package. And DeMarcus, you talked about mentoring, correct? And doing community work, right? A lot of people are doing that, but make sure you follow through on it. That means whether it's snowing outside or 500 degrees outside, you're doing your community work, right? Okay, and that means if you're mentoring, whether that mentee is calling you at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 3 o'clock in the morning, guess what? You're mentoring, right? Some. You talk about music, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that means your music has to be different than everybody else's in that it has to have your signature. You said you put your tagline on all of your music, right? Don't let anybody tell you, Bryce, okay, you need to do this music instead of that music. Everybody, I said this for a reason. God has anointed each and every one of us to do what he called us to do. And we can't, DeMarcus said this earlier, we can't go into someone else's lane because of something that they think we should do.
Right.
We have to stay in the lane that God put us in. And when he's ready to bring us before great men, guess what? We need to be ready. Daniel's Digital, Brian, with all of your photos, your videos, your logos, it ought to be top notch each and every time, and learn something new every time as well. Now, I'm not saying it's only this. I can't tell my mama nothing because she already done. Look, my mama's a queen. My mother's a queen, but you know what? She never stops learning. But that's why she's so wise, because she never stops learning. And I'll tell you, and even when it comes to me, with Rita Sue Will Productions, we got a lot of things coming up. We got a lot of things coming up with Rita Sue Will Productions, right? This year, we're not just going to do our play this year. We're doing it twice this year. Alicia was in the car with me when we confirmed the play for July 18th at the Fresh Oil Church in Balm Springs. Thank you, Bishop Walker. And so Brian is going to have that logo ready for me by the end of this weekend. We're going to send it up. You're bringing the tickets back. We'll be selling the tickets personally and on Eventbrite. Okay, they're only going to be $10 each, so come on out and be supportive. We have two books out right now, Those Christians Over There, which is another play that we did. That's just a script. And also a book called Blake. So those are $10 each on Amazon.com, or you can call me and I'll send it to you. They're also on Kindle for $2.99. But I said this to say that. My sons, the reason I went ahead and did it is because my children pushed me. Mom, no more procrastinating. You're doing it this year. And that was 2 years ago when we did the first stage play in the theater. And so I want to thank my family, especially my mom and my children, for pushing me, for helping me. My Zion children, Alicia, DeMarcus, Cindy, for pushing me, helping me out. Okay, so now, and this is what I want to say. we got to make sure we keep everybody encouraged and keep hold everybody accountable. You all heard today what we said we wanted to do, right?
Yes.
That means, Brian, you need to know by next month where Alicia stands with her business, with sending out her hair, with starting her business with her hair and everything, right?
Yes.
Alicia, that means you should have checked up on Brian to see if he's done any more videos and where he's going. That's right. What other events he's got going on? We decided we're not going to be broke in 2020. Okay? So there's no reason with all this talent and gift that we have, even in this room, nobody should be broke, right? Nobody should be broke in 2020. So what we're going to do is we're going to stop eating out so much, right? We're going to stop eating out so much. And we all, even if we got to pull our resources together, y'all come on my house. Y'all know I got some crackers and tuna fish and things. Come on. Brian smoothies, that's right. But what I'm saying is, if we encourage each other, learn to encourage one another instead of trying to fight against each other and work against each other, we can all be successful at the same time. And we all should be millionaires, right? There's not one of us in here that cannot be a millionaire with all the talent that we have here. So, and let's not forget about the $400 club. That means next week everybody should have $40 in their savings account. All right, but Mama said that. So we're gonna check up on everybody to make sure that they're on track. All right. So listen, you guys, that's our show for today. We've run out of time, and yeah, man, this is a good show. Encouraging each other. We want to keep everybody encouraged. Oh, I forgot about my DJ. Yo, my son DJ's over there. Over there hiding in the clip. What's up, B? Hiding in the cut. No, that's good. That's good. So, y'all, we'll be back here next Saturday. Now, listen, I'm not sure exactly what time because, as you can see, they've been fluctuating, and it's only because we're on these different assignments, and it's okay.
All right.
But, listen, we'll be back on the air next Saturday on Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com.
Yay!
Yay! Okay. It wasn't DeMarcus was right.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah.
Okay.